我们今天查考神的话语，就在马太福音。我们继续每个礼拜有系统性的来看主的话语。我们今天看马太福音第五章第十四节，一直念到十六节，十四节到十六节。We read together Matthew chapter 5 verses 14 to 16 as we continue in our study of the Word of God. 在座的如果有哪一位或者英文跟国语都听不太清楚的，以后如果你们知道有哪一位听不太清楚的，就请让我知道，我们另外再想办法。我们这次这个夏令会的他们有很好的办法，他们有听筒，好一些座位呢都有那些个月份在有听筒，那么有直接翻译，我觉得这个是很好的办法。那么主在那个夏令会里面，我也可以跟大家分享，是大大祝福了他们。他们本来准备打算有80个人来，结果呢哪知有140几位来了，还有人要来他们不能接受了，因为没有地方好让他们住，所以主是实在是在他们中间大大动工。也求主今天并且以下的我们在一起的时候里面，也在我们当中大大的动工。马太福音第五章第十四节，我这里没有一本中文圣经，不知道哪一位请可以，谢谢您，谢谢。我刚才在后面也找不到一本。马太福音第五章第十四节，在英文的是这样讲 ：You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. 中文第五章第十四节，我们这样念：你们是世上的光，城照在山上的是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也是这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。 Now what is this passage of the word of God saying to us?
We have to take our jacket off to get into the spiritual battle.
What is the Lord Jesus saying to us? When you look at the word of God,Can you see the spiritual riches in it? There is a depth in the riches of God's word that to the casual eye they never see, and to the spiritual blind they never see even so much as one beam of its light. And it is light that we are talking about today. The Lord Jesus says that we have an enormous function as Christians.In this world, we are the light of the world. I wonder what that means to you. Look at the church today and ask yourself, does that look like the light of the world? What has happened to the church? What's gone wrong with the church? Not only in Montreal, but in too many places. The Lord Jesus said, you, that is, all of you who are disciples, who call yourselves Christians, you are the light.Not only of the church, you are the light of the world. I have given you a task to do. I have given you a tremendous mission to accomplish. Let God's light shine out into the world. What a glorious mission. What a responsibility has been entrusted to us. The Lord Jesus didn't say there are many lights in the world. He says, you are the light.Singular, one light. If one light does not shine, where is the world going to get its light from? If the light does not come from you, from us as a church, where is the light going to come from? How are people going to know God? Now you have, we have in England, we had in England many power cuts. It's become a sort of a reputation in our part of England to have power cuts. So you are going along and suddenly all the lights go out and you are sitting in the darkness, groping for a candle. And I hear that here in Montreal there seem to be power cuts too from time to time. So it's not limited to England. Think about it. How do you have light? Power. Power cuts. I think the spiritually the church has suffered an enormous power cut. The light doesn't work and the world sits in darkness. And I tell you this, brothers and sisters, God is going to hold the church responsible. He is going to say on that day, I sent you out as light into the world, and the world sits in darkness. I think it's going to be more terrible in the judgment for the church than for the unbelievers. Because the unbelievers, they didn't have the light to see. They still have an excuse of some sort. What church, what kind of excuse has the church to present? If you are in the church of God and you are not giving forth light, you better not turn up at the judgment. But I don't know how you're going to do the trick by not turning up in the judgment. Because God is going to require their blood at your hands. God said to Ezekiel, if you don't warn this people and they perish, I'm going to require their blood at your hands. If you warn them and they perish, your responsibility is finished. But the church has been darkness rather than light. And it's time for us to weep that God may make us to be light.
主耶稣说你们是世上的光，但是要发光，这是我们在世上的任务，教会要在世界上发光。他没有说世界上有很多很多的光。 有很多很多的灯，他就说你们就是教会是世界的光。那么你们不发出光辉来，世界上就坐在黑暗里面，不是吗？就好比一间房子，那个灯坏了，那么坐在房子里面的人都是在黑暗里面了。我们的任务就是要把福音传出去，好让他们能够得到这个生命之光。但是教会没有完成他的任务。
那么这个没有光，这个现象我们在英国常常经验到，就好比我听到这个加拿大也有的，常常那个电厂发电厂不知道出了什么问题，结果呢就 power cut， 没有光了，没有电就没有光，电就是力量，没有力量，这个 power 就没有光。 今天的教会就是因为没有这个属灵的力量，所以没有光。但是教会没有属灵的力量是谁的责任呢？是上帝的责任吗？是不是上帝那里有个 power cut， 所以我们现在对这个光发不出来呢？是不是上帝的力量不够，所以到审判的日子说，上帝啊，你没有给我这个光啊，你没有给我力量，我哪里发出光辉来？所以我就说。 做基督徒的不要在那一天到上帝的面前来收审判。我相信教会要受的审判，恐怕比这个世界上没有信主的人的审判更可怕。圣经里面说，凡是给多的，要求他从他那身上要求的就更多。 To whom much is given, much is required. Much has been given to the church. 你敢否认吗？ 上帝给予我们的恩典是何等大，而我们给他的是什么东西呢？是等于零。这样的教会，你敢，你这样的基督徒，你敢到主的面前来受审判？你现在还不在那儿发抖，你到那个时候更不用讲。What the church needs today is not a word of comfort. What they need is a word of judgment. A church that has become weak,
corrupt, sinful, rotten to the core in too many places. And they say, give us a word of comfort. I am not a prophet of peace. As in the Old Testament, it says, these prophets come and say, peace, peace, when there is no peace. They say, why is your message so severe? Why are these prophets of the Old Testament so severe, who rebuke Israel day and night until they hate them? They took Jeremiah and threw him down in the pit and hoped he would die there, because they didn't like his message. He rebuked them day and night, but his word was truth. Why don't you give us a word of comfort? Get first right to his God, and the comfort will be yours. But then, if I don't warn you, you stand on that day in the judgment before God, I wouldn't like to be there on that day. When God's wrath will turn upon those people who call themselves Christians, said, you dare to represent my name? You dare to call yourself Christian? You took my name in vain? Oh, brothers and sisters, it frightens me. When the Revelation says these people will call upon the rocks to hide them, most interpreters say that's the non-Christian. Oh yes? Sure, there may be non-Christians. But I tell you, those who call for the rocks to hide them, a great proportion of them will be Christians on that day. So-called Christians. That's why day after day and week after week I preach about being a total Christian. And you know, people have never heard such a message. I preached at this last conference what it means to be a total Christian. The people were amazed, astonished. What is this total Christian? As though this was something they never heard of before. I told them there is only one kind of a Christian, that is a total Christian. The Bible doesn't know any other kind of Christian. You see, light is total. Have you ever seen a light? Look at a light. Is there a patch of blackness there? Light is either light or it's darkness. You cannot have a half a light. You try and cut a candle in half and see if it can produce half a candle, quarter of a candle. Take a bulb and see if it can produce half a bulb. Chop it in half and see if it'll work. A light is either whole or it is nothing. It's either shining or it doesn't shine. There is no way to be a bit here and a bit there. This thing we must really get clear.
基督徒除非是一个完全的基督徒，这是圣经里面的教训。一个光，你看一个光，一个灯，一个蜡烛，你能不能拿一根蜡烛那个火呢？这个光啊，我们不是讲蜡烛可以切一半不可以切，你们不是蜡烛，你们是光啊。这个光可不可以切一半呢？这个光可不可以里面有点黑暗呢？你是光还是不是光？你自己看清楚。 不然的话，主那一天在审判的日子里面说，你把我的名带在你的身上，你自称为是基督徒，你在世界上发了些什么光啊？你的生命发出去给人家看见你些什么？要知道，光在黑暗里面完全站出来的，是不是？跟黑暗完全不同的。但是基督徒今天的生活跟非基督徒的生活不同何在？不同何在？我想问你。 一个非基督徒跟一个基督徒在一起，他们的生命里面，人家看都看不出这个人是不是基督徒。你在你的学校里面，你在你的办公室里面，你发出光辉没有？人家有没有看？嗨，这个人不同啊！为什么不知道这个人的生活是不同的？当我讲到一个完全的基督徒的时候，我不是在讲你是不是一个侍奉主的人，你是不是一个传道人，这个问题我根本不在谈这个问题。 为什么呢？因为你是可以做一个传道人，你可以做一个基督徒的这个工作里面的各种各样的活动，这个并不证明你就是个完全的基督徒。有很多牧师根本不是完全基督徒，假牧师，有很多传道人假传道人，很多基督徒在教会里面很是活动，但是他们并不是个完全的基督徒。 完全就是100%，就是没有收留一些东西，抗在自己在这里。神没有把你的奉献抢来的，他没有说你不给我，我要抢来。 你把你的生命要自愿地奉献给主。但是如果你奉献给主的时候，你不要这个庄稼，不是一百分之一百的，也不要送给他，他也不要。
If God is not Lord of all, He is not Lord at all. God does nothing by halves. It's all or nothing. That's the way it is. You look at your Bible and you try to show me somewhere where it is different.
Let us look at Ephesians chapter 5. What do we read here in Ephesians chapter 5? Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says this.
He said, for once you were darkness, but now you are light. Once you were darkness, he is saying to the Ephesian Christians, but now you are light.
He didn't say you have become a little brighter than before. You've become a little bit more ethical, a little bit more moral, you've become a bit more pleasant, you've become more polite.
He is not talking about this external behavior. He is talking about what's inside of the person. He said, once, inside of you, you are darkness. Your whole character is darkness. But now you are light in the Lord.
Well, let's read this entire passage so that we get the context. Chapter 5, verse 1 says this.
Therefore, be imitators of God. Very relevant to our verse. Because God is light, and we are called to be light.
1 John, chapter First letter of John, chapter 1, verse 5 says, God is light. In him is no darkness at all. And Jesus says, you are light. You see, we become, when we have become new creatures, when we have been born again, we become like him. Like Father, like Son.
And so we are to be imitators of God. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love. As Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But notice, but immorality and impurity or covetousness, love of money, must not even be named among you as is fitting among saints.
I hear that these things are being named among Christians, that these things do happen among Christians.
Paul says this kind of thing must not even be named among you. It should never ever have the slightest possibility of happening.
Verse 4, let there be no filthiness, nor silly talk, nor levity. Levity is behaving in a light and foolish manner, not solemn, not sober, which are not fitting. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. Be sure of this. Verse 5,
I want you to drive this point of Paul's words. If you say salvation is not of works, okay. But you be sure that your works are the works of light. Because the works will prove what you are. Don't think that because salvation is not of works, it doesn't matter if you sin, if you commit adultery or fornication, if you steal, you rob, you cheat, you lie, and you're going to be saved because you believe in Jesus. Never. You commit sin and you are out, unless you repent quickly of it and see that it doesn't ever happen again. And be prepared to take the punishment, the chastisement of the Lord upon you. God will forgive, but he will also chastise, believe me. Don't think you dare to sin lightly in the church. The church is to be light in the world. So read this. Be sure of this, verse 5, that no immoral or impure man or one who is covetous, that is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. And let, verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Let nobody deceive you and tell you, it doesn't matter as a Christian if you sin, because it is not of works. We are saved by grace and through faith. So it doesn't matter if you commit fornication or adultery, or steal, or rob, or anything else. It doesn't matter, we are saved by grace. Just don't let anybody deceive you with false and empty words. We are dealing with the living God who is a consuming fire. The writer to the Hebrews tells us, don't play around with the living God.
If you want to play around somewhere else, but not with God. He is a consuming fire. You are not going to be saved by faith through grace if you are going to be immoral. Paul says there is no such person that's going to find any place in the kingdom of God. Verse 7, therefore, do not even associate with such people. These people who are immoral, impure, he says, if they call themselves Christians, don't have anything to do with them. We are fighting to establish the light in the world, the reputation of Christ, the reputation of the gospel. Don't have anything to do with such people.
我们看的现在是以弗所书第五章, 在这里我们看到第八节里面所讲的, 保罗在这里讲什么呢? 他有没有说你们以前是有罪, 但是现在呢比以前好得多了, 这个已经有些进步了, 你们心里面还是不少罪啊, 但是呢, 已经有进步了, 不错, 不错。
还没有这样讲。第五章第八节中文翻译的不太好,
但是我们再看第五章第八节是, 从前你们是暗昧的, 但如今在主里面是光明的, 行事为人就当像光明的子女。
这个翻译的不好的原因是因为他们是以 形容词来翻译的, 这是名词, 原文里面是名词。
你们是暗昧的,
暗昧的, 这个是形容词, adjectival, an adjectival statement.
但是原文里面这个是个 noun, 是名词。
保罗这, 所以中文圣经很多地方需要修整就在这个地方, 把这个原文, 这个保罗所讲的这个力道呢, 取消了一部分。 但是还是可以看到这个意思,
你们是暗昧的, 他说你们是黑暗的,
也不是但是黑暗的, 当然我承认是很难翻译, 你们是黑暗, 但是现在你们是光, 这个是原文所讲的,
以前呢, 从前你们是黑暗, 但是今天你们是光,
应该这样翻译。 我们在世界上就是光, 但是请大家呢, 就是从第五章第一节就看起,
所以你们该效法上帝,
这个跟我们现在所看的一章经文是直接有关系的,
效法上帝, 我们是做世界上的光, 因为上帝就是光,
约翰一书第一章第五节说, 上帝他是光, 主耶稣在约翰福音第八章第十二节里面说, 他是世界上的光,
我们就是效法上帝的意思就是说,
如同他是光, 所以我们也是光在世界上。 效法也表示有一点, 我们也要自己尽力,
不是说好了, 我们是光了吗, 我就没有事情做了, 因为能力都是从他那儿来的,
能力是从他那儿来的,
但是我们有我们自己的责任,
就是呢, 有一方面驯服, 就是驯服上帝,
另外一方面就是效法上帝。
有没有想到效法的教训呢? 今天我们没有时间来谈这个, 但是以后我们要再看到这方面的教训。
那么好像这第五章第一节, 所以你们该效法上帝, 好像们慈爱的儿女一样, 也要凭爱心行事, 正如基督爱我们, 为我们舍了自己, 当作馨香的供物, 和祭物, 献于上帝, 至于淫乱, 并一切污秽, 或是贪婪, 在你们中间, 连提都不可提, 方合圣徒的体统, 淫思, 妄语和戏笑的话, 都不相宜, 总要说感谢的话。 请大家注意第五节, 特别在这个时代教会里面, 为什么常常发不出光辉来呢? 就因为我们是因信得救, 不是出于我们自己的工作, 不是出于自己的劳动, 所以呢, 就算我们犯罪, 就是我们算贪财, 就是我们淫乱, 不要紧嘛, 反正我们是因信得救, 不是因为我们的行为而得救。 这种话语完全不合上帝的话语, 我们是因信得救, 是, 但是你要一把信字在圣经里面来解，不是说好了 不靠行为，那么我犯罪也不要紧了。
什么叫犯罪不要紧？看第五节，
因为你们缺失的知道，你们要缺失的知道，无论是淫乱的，是误会的，是有贪心的，在基督和上帝的国里都是无份，这种人没有份。有贪心的就是有拜偶像的一样，这种人呢，淫乱的、贪心的一概都无份在上帝的国里面。所以第六节，不要被人虚浮的话
侍奉，
欺哄你们，欺骗你们，因这些事上帝的愤怒已临到那伯利之子。
所以我们刚才讲到愤怒，他是对基督徒说，我在教会里面讲的话啊，
教会里面也有一些伯利的人呢、是因为不管上帝话怎么讲，我就自己这样做，这是叫做伯利啊。所以你们不要与他们同伙，跟这种自称为基督徒而行淫乱的、欺骗人的、贪财物的这些个人，我们跟这些人不要有关系，不然把上帝的名誉就搞坏了，把教会的名誉就破坏了。这才讲到第八节，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。Now, as we go into the riches of this passage, I have so many pages of notes here, and the riches of God's word, it's a problem to know how to get through all this, but just to share some of the main points. Now, another thing we need to notice, we have seen that light stands out from the darkness. We have seen also that light exposes the darkness, as the prophets expose the sins of Israel and they get hated. True Christians are never too well loved by those whose sins are exposed. I told you last time that there are some people in this world who will gladly poison me, shoot me, kill me by any means they can think of, because their sins have been exposed. And I have been through the years, by the grace of God, I'm not a vote catcher. I don't go out to win anybody's votes. I'm not here to please men, but to please God. And as a result of this, those who love their sins more than God have too often hated me to the core. And I don't desire their friendship either, or their love. I desire their salvations. But certainly we notice this, that the darkness is overcome by the light. Darkness cannot win. You switch on the light, the darkness fades. The darkness cannot resist the light and stand up against the light. The light penetrates, whether the darkness likes it or not. It penetrates into the darkness. So the Christian life and witness must penetrate and overcome. The Christian must stand out like light in such a way that the darkness really takes notice. I mentioned also last week that today the church, the world doesn't need to take notice of the church. There's nothing to notice. The church is so mediocre, it's so weak, it has so little light, if any light, that the world doesn't have to take any notice. Let alone let the church overcome the world. We got to stand out in this generation as something different. If people live with you, do they notice that something is different about you? If not, then there is something wrong about my life or your life. They must notice that you stand out different from other men. And you don't have to stand out just because you say to a person, listen, have you believed in Jesus, and hammer him away. Everybody can talk. When it says we are the light of the world, Jesus is not talking about talk. Everybody knows how to talk, including the false pastor, the false prophet, the false teacher, the false Christian worker. They all know how to talk. That's how they got their position, by talk. It's the life that counts. We are light. The Lord Jesus goes on to say that people may see your good works, the quality of your life. Paul again and again appealed to the quality of his life as evidence that he was genuine. He said, you know how I lived among you. Did I cheat you of any money? Did I take anything from you? Stand up and say it in front of the people.
When Samuel challenged the people of Israel at the end of his ministry in Israel, he said, if I have wronged any man, let him stand up and say so now in front of all the congregation of Israel. And what did Israel say? They said, no. You have proved yourself righteous, a servant of God. Our lives must stand out as light, not talking. Many people think that they have proved themselves true Christians because they've talked. They've gone somewhere, held the Bible, said, do you believe in Jesus? It's very good to witness. But please don't witness until your life corresponds to your words. Otherwise, next time when they see you doing something, they said, that guy was the fellow who opened the Bible and was talking. He's got a big mouth. I don't know about the size of his heart. We must stand up. And when we say that our lives stand up to examination, we are not boasting. Because we can't live that kind of life except by the power we just talked about. Light does not shine. It can't boast. Look how wonderful I am. I'm light. You just cut the power and the light goes out. We have this light because God's power operates in us. That's why we must stand out as distinct. If God's power is in you, whether you like it or not, you're going to be different. I was on the ship coming over from Hong Kong many years ago when I went to Europe. And on that ship, there were a handful of passengers because it was freighter. And there was one of the most evil men I have ever met in my life who was one of the passengers. He was all of these things we saw just now. He was a fornicator, an adulterer, a deceiver, and a swearer. He could not say two sentences without cursing and swearing. He could not say a sentence without swearing. He was vile and vicious and proud of it. He used to boast to me of his sins. And I just looked at him straight into his eyes. I didn't preach to him. I didn't lecture to him. I said absolutely nothing. Except that when he was taking the name of Jesus and swearing in the name of God, I said, my friend, do you mind? It happens to hurt me when you talk like this. We sat at the same table, you see. This fellow was a doctor, a man of enormous size, a glutton and a wine bibber, if there ever was one. I mean, his central diameter, I think he could put six of me around there in the middle. His enormous circumference was there. And the language that went between him and his wife was enough to burst your eardrums right there at table. And his wife would say to him, well, when we get to Vienna, you'll buy me a sports car, won't you? His wife was old enough to be his granddaughter. She was about 19 or 20. He was in his 60s. And, this latest wife that is I'm talking about. I don't know how many others he had before that. And another time he would say, she married him, of course, just for his money. He had plenty of money. That's why he was saying these things. And she would often say to him at table, look at your ugly face. One can't say he was the picture of beauty, but I mean, one doesn't expect a wife to say that to a husband at table. And he turned around quite casually and said, with a lot of swearing words in between, he said, well, you didn't marry me for my face, you married me for my money, didn't you? And this sort of conversation would go through the mealtime. It was absolutely disgusting what things were being said all the time. And yet, something, as I said, the light hits the darkness. And somehow I made him feel very uncomfortable just by being at the same table with him. I could not help being what I am because I, by the grace of God, have been lit up. The Holy Spirit has come into my life. That I shine, I can't help it. It's no glory to me. It's His power. That He is darkness. He disliked the light. It hurt him. And yet he admired it. In a way, he admired the light enormously. And I remember one day I was standing on the flag bridge of the ship. You know, the flag bridge, the highest bridge of the ship. And I was watching the ship plowing through the sea. And he came up beside me. And he talked with me. And he asked me many questions about God. And then when, after that, he said to me, he said, Eric, he says, I don't know what it is about you, but there's something about you that amazes me.
I said, really?
He said, yeah, it really amazes me. I said, well, that's not me. It's God working in me. If you want to find the answer, you better get to God. And he began to be, the light was beginning to overcome the darkness. He was beginning to get fascinated by the word, by the light. And he came to my cabin one day. He said, you want to talk to me some more? And I offered him a John's gospel. He gladly received the gospel. He said, I'll certainly read it. Sure, sure, I'm going to read it. This is how we need to stand out in the world. Not because we are good, but God's power must operate if you are a Christian. Don't have any false humility. Stop being humble in a false way. Paul pointed to his life and says, look at me. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Where is the Christian dares to talk like that today? See, who? What do you think? Why does Paul dare to talk like that? Because the power, he said, is not of me, it's of him. And if you see the light in me, you follow me as I follow Christ. What is false humility we want today? What we want is let the light shine out. So there is the light. See it. Look at it. That's what God has done in my life. That's what God can do in your life. We are to be light in the world that challenges and that overcomes the darkness. That is how people come to Christ. And let me tell you something. If you are a wishy-washy sort of Christian, the only thing you can produce is the same thing like yourself. Total Christians produce total Christians. That is what we need today. Why is this church so full of wishy-washy Christians? Because they were brought in by other wishy-washy Christians. They're all the same thing. If the church were full of total Christians, the others who come in will also be total Christians. Light kindles light. That's what we need. Sets fire to the others.
所以我们在这个世代里面，要像光芒一样，不但是在那儿发出光辉来，这个我们看到这光辉呢，能够克服这个黑暗，好让人家从你的生命上看到你有所不同。 我们讲道、讲话，我们个个都会。我们所以呢，一个人是一个牧师，或者是个传道人，这个并不表示他是一个完全的基督徒。你到圣经学校里面去学个两三年，你也会赢圣经，这里赢一点，那里赢一点，哪一个不会？这个不需要做一个完全的基督徒才可以这样做。但是我们的生活，主耶稣说你们是世界上的光，不是讲你的话好听不好听。 而是看你的生命能够发出亮光来，这个亮光要使得你在这个世界上站出来。你如果是个学生的话，你在你学校里面，好像应该让人家看到，哇，这个人不同。但是我想问你的同学，人家看到你不同有没有不同啊？我想听听他们的意见是怎么样。 如果他们说我看这个人跟别的人没有什么多，他这个人不错，蛮客气蛮好的，但是非基督徒也是蛮客气蛮好的，那你跟他们有所不同在什么地方？你不是跟他们一样的，怎么做光呢？那做不出光，怎么能够克服那个黑暗呢？怎么能够胜过这个黑暗？所以我们看到。 我们在世界上要我们的生活靠着神的能力发出光辉来，而发出这个光辉哈，来好让人家看到，不需要什么假谦卑。人家在这个你的身上看到光辉的时候，这不是来赞美你的，是赞美上帝的。如果他们赞美你的话，那么你这个光辉就有问题了，恐怕不是上帝的光了。如果是上帝的光的时候，他们眼光自然呢，以为看到神那边去了。 是不是？如果是我自己的好，那么人家来赞这个称赞的张西和不错，这个我不要听。我到这个世界上来，为了对这个东西也不需要来传道。但是这个光是从上帝而来的光，那么人家从你的身上就看到上帝的光。他不说这个张西和不错，他们说上帝伟大，有这样的上帝，这个上帝是我所需要的。 我们在世界上要这样发出光辉来，所以我引的刚才一个例子，就是我从香港到欧洲去的时候，在船上，坐船上，这个船上有一个人，就像我们刚才在这个以弗所书里面所看到的那种人，是黑暗，这种人是他这个人犯奸淫。 这个什么样的罪都犯出来，还跟我在那儿夸口说我犯了罪啊。他当然不是说犯罪，他以为这个是很大的成功啊。他怎么样骗了人，他自己是医生啊，他常常呢人家要需要这个打官司的时候，比如说需要一种医生给的证据，他就不给啊。他说我给你的话，你给我这个两三万块钱，我再证据发给你，你不给我两万块钱，我三万块钱，我不给证据给你。这个人就没有办法，因为他打官司的时候必须要这个证据啊，不然他坐监牢不要坐多久。好了，就想办法呢把这个钱给他。他还在那儿跟我夸口，因为这个东西是多好的做的，这个多聪明啊，骗人家滋味还不错。他这个人就这样，所以是贪财犯奸淫，什么东西都来的。但是呢，他在我的生命上看到一个东西，就是他很不舒服的，也是他很感到兴趣。一方面不舒服，一方面感到很有兴趣，这个光在吸引他。但是这个光是不是我的光啊？不是，我哪里有光，是上帝给的光，是上帝的能力所发出的光来。所以有一天呢，经过了好几个礼拜，我们就叫到欧洲的时候，正在这个到进埃及的时候，我在船上船上面在那看这个船在海里面所走的那条线，那条道啊。那么他就走到我旁边来，就问我一些问题，关于这个信主的问题。我是不是常常跟他讲福音呢？我也没有跟他讲话，我就让自己的生命来发光，他看不到光，我再跟他讲也没有意思。他就问我，他问了我，他就跟我讲，他说我觉得呢，你这个人好特别。我说什么特别？他说我看你的生命是很特别的。我说这个光上帝来的，我没有什么特别。特别为什么呢？这个字我要想讲一下，光在黑暗里面一定是特别的，是不是？